Right, the time, 18 past 7 on Radio Veritas, and it's a very good morning to Sister Hermenegild, the Secretary General of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference. Good morning, Sister Hermenegild.
Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Father, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm always very well and full of beans in the morning, and especially so on a Friday, because I've got the weekend ahead of me, you see.
Are you looking forward to the weekend?
I always look forward to the weekends because I can rest and relax.
My line is very bad, Father Emil.
Can you hear me now or not?
Yes.
It's better now?
Yes, it's better.
Okay, well, I'll fall in love with my microphone just a little bit closer. Okay then, Sister Hermenegild. You know, we are very keen to support the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference Lenten Appeal. And we thought, let's talk.
I know that, Father Emil.
And so I'm hoping this year that we're going to raise at least 15 million rand. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, that would be wonderful. But Father Emil, looking at the economic situation of our country, the debt going up and all this, but saying that doesn't mean people cannot reach that. We need to have a target. The thing is, we are always surprised by the generosity of our people, of the Catholic community in our region here.
Yes. What's your target for this year?
Oh, Father Emil, my line is bad. I don't know what's wrong.
The target.
Can you go onto the landline?
The Bishop's Conference landline.
The conference landline.
Okay.
Yes.
323.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's why I said to Olinda yesterday to on the landline.
Okay. We'll call you. We'll call you straight away.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. A bad line. Right, the time is now 20 minutes past 7. I'm talking to Sister Hermenegild Mokoro, who is the Secretary General of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference.
Dira parloganyo simply means make a difference. Kilana ne la gago le letla mo go wena mantaha mo le mongwe wa na mretswa radio Veritas from 6:30 to 8:00 ke ka mo wa ke le fara kabelo kitlo go itisalana mmogo re rotloetsa gore re tshwantse re dire parloganyo ka go tlisa monyenyo ka go tsenya matsogo mo diatleng tsa rona go dira parloganyo matshelong a batho. Sare sare ba le gore motho ke motho ka batho ba bangwe maitiso gago a mantaga mang le mangwe le fara kabelo ke a itla itumedisa.
And my favorite, Father D'Apello, from far away in Buckley West, I think, or somewhere down there, in the Kimberley Diocese. Anyway, we're back with Sister Hermenegild. Can you hear me? Am I coming across a little bit better now, Sister?
Yes, you sound a little bit better.
Very good. Okay, we're talking about the Bishops' Conference Lenten Appeal. And I'm very keen that we're going to try and boost this and encourage people to contribute this year. But you were talking about tough economic times.
Yes, I was just saying, I know our people here, the Catholic community is very generous. Even when things are very tight, they really show that generosity. But at the same time, I was just saying, we need also to recognize the difficult situations under which people are operating.
Mm.
But we cannot forget to thank our Catholic community for their generosity.
Yes, you know, they are.
It always surprises me that really this has become a tradition in our conference area.
Mm.
Even sometimes when maybe a priest doesn't say anything or the finance committee doesn't announce anything, people ask for where are the Lenten Appeal envelopes. So
right.
For me, this is always such a touching moment that this has become not just a tradition of giving money, but people being aware of the contribution that they make to the bigger community apart from their own parish, but they are able to assist the whole church.
I think that's very important because, you know, when we look and see how we in South Africa, how the church in South Africa and indeed in Africa and in some of the other third world countries, how we've benefited from the Lenten sacrifices of people in Europe, for example, in Germany.
Yes.
They have given millions of rands over the years. And you know, I think it's time for us now, even though times are tough. That's what sacrifice is all about, is to say, you know, I can use this 200 rand for you know, for this luxury or for this or for that. Yes. I'm going to cut a little bit into my fat and I'm going to give this money to the church. I mean, that's the sort of thing we're
really
looking for.
But really, I think, Father Emil, we have to acknowledge that generosity of our people. And we must also acknowledge the fact that most of our dioceses are rural diocese. If you think of Alual North, where you travel for kilometers without seeing a second, a next house.
Right.
But people there, they try very hard. People try very hard. Those are small and rural areas. But they always try very hard to contribute the well-being of the wider community.
You know, Sister Menigold, the thing that always touches me is that our people love the church. And we should encourage this because they do love their Catholic faith. They love, I mean, the messages I get on Radio Veritas, either by email or live on air, is that people just love their Catholic radio station. And I think, generally speaking, people just love their Catholic faith and they want to support it. And I'm always encouraged when I look at the results of the Bishop's Lenten Appeal last year, for example, to see how people have responded in difficult times so generously, and that this is truly a sign of their sacrifices.
No, people do. I agree with you, Father Emil. People do make huge sacrifices, really. They make big sacrifices for the church. And this is an indication for the love of the church. We love their Catholic faith.
Sister Menigo, tell us some of the things that the Bishop's Lenten Appeal supports, some of the projects or ministries, apostolates.
The Lenten Appeal collections go really to the communities who are people, small projects that the parishes are running or dioceses are running, the ongoing formation of our different groups, like ongoing formation of priests, the projects like our own health issues, education, really what we call, it's the mission of the support, the mission of the church, and the works of the works of the poor, and the works of the church. So it's all embracing, really.
Right.
But a lot of monies or funding is given to the small projects because that's where the work of charity happens in the diocese or in the parish, where people need help. It could be soup kitchens. It could be a uniform for poor children. It could be, it comes in variety of things when people send their request here, the diocese.
Well,
at the same time, the conference also tries to source some funding in other places, and when we receive those funding, sometimes you find that a certain project in a particular diocese, we might say, maybe we have 50,000 more here, and that project would need, we have received this donation from Mr. X or Mrs. X. So all those monies, we sit down and we make sure that we spread all these around our conference area, but to support the works of the church and works of the poor.
And we are particularly grateful because every year we receive at Radio Veritas 400,000 at least. We hope that will increase maybe this year.
She does say it's a salary for you to work very hard. I know you work very hard for the Radio Veritas to encourage people, and I would also like to say a big thank you to you for the efforts that you make.
Yes, no, thank you. Yes. We are very grateful to the Lenten Appeal because it's a big contribution that you make to us, and we are truly, truly yes. grateful to you for that, to the
yes.
Bishop's Lenten Appeal.
Yes, no, we are grateful, and this is a time for prayer, for sacrifice, for giving, and I think it also shows that when people are united with Christ, their prayer life is rooted in Christ. You know, it just flows from that, and you are generous. You are able to see your neighbor, the needs of the next person.
Right, yes, indeed. Do you find that there are some people who give, who send their own private contributions to the Lenten Appeal? Like somebody might decide to send 20,000 or 50, and they send it straight to the bishop's conference, or is it always via the parishes?
We do have some people in different areas. Sometimes that you get maybe 5,000, which is sent directly to Lenten Appeal.
Okay.
That it doesn't go through the diocese.
Right.
And then when the person has indicated that this is the, he's in the Archdiocese of Johannesburg, then when we make the allocations, we would add that to Johannesburg.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. Well, there it is. Anyway, we really hope that this year we're going to increase all our dreams and expectations. And
I'm sure it will happen, Father.
Yes.
Emil. It will really happen. You know, last year we, I think it was around about May, we thought there is nothing that is going, very little is coming in. But all of a sudden, we reached 10 million. I mean,
yeah.
It was really surprising. That's why I'm saying our people are so generous that one says God has to bless us really with the generosity of our people, that people are taking over the ownership of the church. Like you mentioned that in Germany, people like Miserio, it's a big Lenten Appeal.
Right.
People give. Yes.
Well, I'm confident.
Of others.
I'm really confident and hopeful that this year we're going to exceed all our expectations. We are in difficult times.
Sure we will, Father Emma. We will.
And
in
that's
spite of all the economic conditions, we will.
Right, indeed, yes. Anyway, we will indeed, and let's hope that people are listening to us now and that you don't forget to bring the signs of your sacrifices to Mass on Sunday and shove them into those little blue envelopes and put them into the plate, and let's see whether we can't break all barriers. No, let's
thank
have a look and see.
Emma.
We must succeed this year.
Yes, no, we will.
And thank you to our very, very faithful Catholics who support the Church and the works of the Church so very, very generously every year.
No, we are grateful to the support that our people give. Like I said, the economic times are tough, but in spite of that, people are so generous.
Absolutely. So, St. Benigold, thank you very much. Anything else you want to share with us about the Lenten Appeal?
No, I can only say I wish the listeners, the Catholic community, a time of grace, a time of conversion, a time that they give themselves time to reflect on the situation in our country, in their own lives, how to strengthen their own faith as Catholics and get rooted in Christ, invite Christ in their lives. I know many parishes are running programs in the evenings, there are inputs and so on. People should take those opportunities really and make good out of them for their own growth in faith.
Fine. Sister Menigold, thank you very much. And may I just add on a final word. Congratulations to you on being reappointed by the Holy Father to the Child Abuse Commission in the Vatican once again. So you must have made a deep impression on the Holy Father for him to reappoint you. But congratulations.
Thank you very much, Father Emil. I think there is a need.
Yes.
People who have been abused need our support.
Yes.
I think I've been saying it with some those who interviewed me, saying it's whether it's directly or indirectly, but for me it's to know and to believe that I'm able to journey with people who have been hurt by the church.
Right, exactly. Well, yes. Congratulations again, Hermione Golden. It's lovely.
Thank you very much.
You do such incredible work as the Secretary General and also in Rome, and you are loved by so many people, and we are proud of you. Really, we are.
Thank you.
Okie dokes. Thank you very much indeed, and God bless, and have a lovely weekend.
All right. Thank you for that, Emma.
Have a lovely weekend.